That's going to be part of it too. We're not going to be able to get off of oil overnight. You know, there's a bazillion gas stations out here. I can drive comfortably from here to Alaska and not really worry about running out of gas, because there's a gas station at like every exit. Now, let's say you want to go to electric. Well, you got to replace all those gas stations. Call me crazy, but I bet you them gas stations ain't cheap. And I bet you if you switch to something else, you have to rebuild them all, that ain't going to be cheap. So I don't see this transition happening like overnight. It's going to be slow, and we're going to have to work with that petroleum for an extended period of time. If we can use less of that now, making cars that are more fuel efficient, smaller, lighter, just more efficiency in the engine and the drivetrain, if you can do that, you're going to drag that window out from, it's looking at about 25 years now. I don't think that's enough time. If we can use less fuel now and make that window open up to like 50 years, 60 years, whatever we can stretch that to, we are going to be so much better off